Hey guys, do you like video games? Do you like heavy metal? Comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Time to rock out with your geek out. Metal Geeks! Welcome, Geekazoids. Here are your hosts, Carrie G and John Michael. Geek it out, fellas!
This is James Averer from Hellstar and Sabbath Judas Sabbath! Rock out with your geek out!
Hey, this is Joe Eisma, artist of Morning Glories. You're listening to Carrie and John Michael on Metal Geeks.
Friends, to episode 34 of the Mighty Metal Geeks podcast. This is the last episode of this year.
Yes. Been a really fast year.
It really has, man. Been a horrible year, but a good year at the same time. You know what I mean?
Kind of. I mean, I had a pretty good year. I mean, I got engaged and, you know, sold a lot of custom Funkos. The show's taken off. My dog turned 2.
Congratulations, doggy.
Yeah. Neva. That's my Neva. Husky.
I am one of your hosts. I am Carrie G, before you forget that.
Oh, yeah. And I'm JM, Metal Geek.
So it's been a couple weeks since we've done an episode. Let's remind everybody where they can find us on the interwebs again. Let's do that in the front of the show, and we'll do it again at the end. We have a very special contest winner to announce at the end of the show as well.
Absolutely. We have an Instagram. You know, it's pretty cool. It's got like 800 and some odd followers.
819.
Yeah. At Metal Geeks Podcast is our Instagram.
Indeed. We need to build those people up. So everybody out there that's listening, go to Instagram and like us there and tell one of your friends and have them tell one of their friends and then have their friend tell 5 of their friends and, you know, see how that multiplies.
Yeah. I'm not good at math, but I do know that they actually have a feature now to where you can DM us if you have any questions or want to hear anything talked about on the podcast. And in fact, we do have somebody who would like us to talk about something, and we'll bring that up a little bit later on. But
see, yeah, we like being interactive. We like listening to what you guys want to hear, talk about what you guys want to hear, because you know, we don't do the show for ourselves. We do it for everybody that's a geek out there.
Yeah, I mean, everybody that listens to the podcast understands that we tend to ramble on, but we do like to know what you guys want to hear us talk about. But anywho, you can find us on Twitter at Metal Geeks. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at JM Metal Geek.
That's right.
Yeah, I've got my own personal one, but I also do a lot of interacting on the Metal Geeks podcast Instagram. But please feel free to contact me on my personal one too, because you know I'm always on it.
And we also have a Facebook page on Facebook that we would love for you guys to go to look for and give us a like on there and let your friends know about that too.
Yeah, I mean, the great thing about being involved with the social networking is you can actually get cool prizes like the one we're giving away on the show.
That's right. And to find us to listen to, number one, the best place to go to is iTunes. Subscribe to the show there. Give us a comment. Give us a review. You know, give us a thumbs up because we like that. You can also find us on our own website, www.metalgeekspodcast.com. As well as a couple other sites.
Yeah, Rhymes with Geek. I actually I am going to be writing for them.
Right.
Over Thanksgiving, I was going to, and then I went out of town, and then when I came back, we started doing other things. I got sick, and, you know, that's where it is. And right now, I was doing a first shift for my company, I had the helm, and my shift changes have been so crazy really recently. Mm. But I'm hoping that after the first of the year, especially after March when we're married, I'll be able to have a lot more open time to get my geek on.
Right on. And as well as RyanBusyGeek.com, you can find us on Altness.com.
Yep.
And we just did I was just on a previous, maybe about a week or so ago, an episode on Altness.com, one of That's Alt. That was a lot of fun. I love being on the show. I'm helping those guys move this week, probably on Wednesday. And they're moving into this huge house, and they're going to have a permanent set. So anytime that they want to record, and they'll be able to now, they don't have to move the set around out of the garage, and they're going to have a lighting grid set up in their house now. It's going to be awesome, man.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah, so I'm excited for that. Before we move on to any topics and what we've been up to, let's give some kind words to our sponsor.
Oh, man. TheVinylDead.com is the Metal Geek sponsor. They are awesome. They have some really cool deals going right now. And I know recently they've been doing a lot of they've been going to swaps. Like they set up shop in a van, and yeah. I think they're located in San Diego. And they took your picture. If you go up and do a blind box and take your picture of what your prize is. And
yeah, I've been watching them do that. It looks like a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, it is. It looks like it. I wish I was out in San Diego.
Yeah, blind boxing is – I hate it and I love it at the same time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally agree.
I think it's called bloxing, B-L-O-X-I-N-G.
Bloxing?
It's for people that are too lazy to say blind boxing.
That's funny. But yeah, they're a great sponsor. They do beautiful pictures of Funko Pops and other action figures on their Instagram feed. So if you go to thevinyldead.com, make sure you let them know that the Metal Geek sent you. And I do know that after the first of the year, they're going to have an actual code.
That's so right.
You guys can get a discount.
They're working on a special discount code for just the listeners of the show. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to that because I want everybody to get some, you know, cool Funko Pops from those guys.
Yeah, me too. I want to get some.
Yep. let's move on to some what we've been up to. It's been a couple weeks. So how was your holidays first?
Well, I was sick throughout all of Christmas.
That sucks.
Yeah.
And I'm sick now, so.
Yeah,
if you can't tell everyone,
it was quite bad, man. I'm not the type of person that I just go lay in my bed. I'm not that guy.
Yeah,
and you know some people tend to hang out in their bed all the time, but they watch TV or whatever. But I'm only in my bed whenever I'm sleeping. So I got home from work on that Tuesday. It was Christmas Eve at around 7:30. I got in bed and I didn't get out until 10 o'clock the next day.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm not the guy that's, you know, the sleepy type of dude, but, it was so bad that when I was walking, I felt so dizzy, but,
Sometimes your body just wants that, man. It needs that sleep to help fight off the sickness.
Yeah. It wasn't until today that I actually was able to breathe through both nostrils. Yeah.
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 You passed it over to me through the internet.
I mean, I still got it, so it's I guess it's just draining. Maybe it's trying to fight back, but you know, other than that, we just kind of kept it chill, man.
Did you get any cool presents?
You know, I did actually. Since we're getting married, we're kind of keeping things on the gifts on the low because we've got other priorities, but. The best gift that I think I got was I got some stuff for doing customs and like some tools. I got this 8-piece set of clay sculpting so I can do details.
Nice.
And I actually also got this it's called Primo Sculpey. So you guys, once I'm all done with the wedding planning and all the, you know, the activities involved, you better believe I'm going to be putting out a shit ton of customs. So I've got tons of ideas in my head.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, it's just a matter of putting them out into Funkos.
Now that you got the tools to get the job done.
Exactly.
Now you just got to find the time to get the job done.
Exactly. But other than that, man, we just hung out and watched DVDs. I got her a Mary Poppins 50th anniversary Blu-ray.
Oh yeah, how was the quality on that?
Oh, it was beautiful. I mean, you could tell certain parts. You know, it was obviously because of the detail. Like when they were standing in front of the green screen, you could see that it was very weird.
Can you believe it's that movie is 50 years old already?
I know. And what's her name? The woman who played Jane Goodall? Not Jane Goodall. No.
Julie Andrews.
Julie Andrews. Right. Yeah. That she's still alive and saying things with Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But
Julie Andrews still looks amazing for her age.
Yeah, absolutely. She really does. Yeah.
Dick Van Dyke, not so much.
Yeah. I always remember him on, was it Coach? He was on there?
Coach? No, he was on the Dick Van Dyke Show.
But I thought he did Coach with he had that guy Dauber and,
You're thinking of Jerry Van Dyke. That was actually his brother.
Oh, well, it's close enough.
Or his, you know what Dick Van Dyke's real name is?
What?
Penis Juan Lesbian. I think Dick Van Dyke was a better choice.
Yeah. I agree.
Now, did you this is going to break away before I get into my holiday stuff, but did you get a chance to go see Saving Mr. Banks yet?
Negative, but that would be the plan on New Year's Day.
Awesome. Okay, great. Because I really wanted to talk about that movie with you. I mean, I saw it an opening day, and I've been super excited for this movie. And
We were going to go on Christmas Day, but I was sick, man.
Yeah. Right. I feel you. No, not a good time to go do out in the public, deal with all them weirdos.
And what sucks, too, is because, like, right before, we actually went thrifting and through some flea markets, and I got some really awesome things. Like, I got this Kenner Swamp Thing still in the packaging for, like, $7, you know? So, I mean, that's – I got some really cool stuff, but apparently I also picked up a cold.
There you go.
But sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to...
Yeah, how was your holiday?
It was good. We spent, you know, the day with her family. My niece actually spent a couple days with us. She spent any time in our house in like a year. It's been so busy. Last time was like last August when we all went to see Iron Maiden together.
Right.
It's been a long time. My wife got me the coolest present. She had me, I guess it was an Amazon exclusive. It's a recreation of Boba Fett Slave One ship from The Empire Strikes Back, and the actual packaging is old school, like exactly from like the 80s packaging.
Right.
Really, really cool. It's going for like $120 on Amazon now, and I know how much she paid for it, and it wasn't that much, so I feel better now.
That is awesome.
It is really cool. I have it put together. It's next to my Funko Pop, actually.
That's cool. Now, I was going to ask you about that because I did see the picture on the Instagram feed.
Exactly.
And I noticed that there was old school packaging, and I was like, holy shit, how much did she pay for that?
I will tell you, it was only like $35 for a couple days.
What?
Yep.
Wow.
Now, I looked at it the other night. It's going for like $120 now. So,
I wanted to get that R2-D2. They have this really cool R2-D2 Lego.
Yep.
But
she also got me the Black Series Biker Scout. And I'm showing it to the to everybody out there who can't see it.
Yeah.
But it's in my hand right now. The Biker Scout's one of my favorite characters, which is weird because I just sold off my Star Wars action figure collection from the 90s.
Right.
Like about 2 months ago to buy my Xbox One. So, you know, I was like, I had this box of figures and it was just sitting in my garage. So, box of figures, Xbox One, I'm going to use the Xbox every day. It was a no-brainer, you know?
Right.
So,
hey, do you have one of those old Darth Vader toy?
Are you talking like the action figure carrying case?
Yeah.
You know, I had one as a kid, and at the last Comic Palooza this past year, I found one. It was actually through a local store called the Pop Culture Company, mm-hmm. and I go there all the time. And they actually had one there, and Kim found it for me, my wife. And guess how much you pay for the damn thing?
How much?
$5.
What?
It was nothing in it, but I had a box of, you know, old school, you know, 70s and 80s, you know, Star Wars Kenner action figures.
Yeah.
Do
you have any of the figures inside of it?
I do. The whole thing is completely full, and I still have another box full of, you know, ones that are not even in there.
Okay, I'm asking you this because I found one
at an
antique shop this past weekend, and it actually had the original paper inside of it.
Oh, wow. How much are they asking for?
For the entire thing, $20.
Was there any figures in it?
The only thing they had in it was the Han Solo Carbonite.
Okay. You know, $20 is really not that bad of a price.
Yeah.
I mean, did you have one as a child?
Yeah, we okay. did. Me and my brother did. My brother, he was the older guy, so during that time period is when Star Wars was really popular. And then G.I. Joe came in, and we stopped getting that stuff.
I mean, that was always something that I wish I had kept. In my collection, and somehow I got it just sort of disappeared, you know. And I'm happy that I have one again, you know.
Yeah, that was like me with my Ninja Turtles. I mean, I could not believe that they were still there. That was just unbelievable.
Yeah, when you went back home, you got a box of Ninja Turtles. I have Kim's family gave us a box of her stuff like last year,
right?
And it had the She-Ra castle and a couple other things, but there was a couple of the old school Ninja Turtles in there.
That is so awesome.
Going on old school, you know what one of my favorite action figures was of all time?
What's that?
Trapjaw from the He-Man series.
Oh my god, dude. I had two of them.
I had
two of them.
I loved that figure for some reason.
Yeah. Mine was, there was one that was actually just on my feed a little bit ago, but I'm trying to see. I can't remember his name, but he was like, he had a big head. It looked like a gremlin head. He was red, and he had eyeballs that, like, kind of poked out. Like, when you squeezed him, his eyes came out a little bit.
Beast Man?
No,
Beast Man?
Yeah, fuck Beast Man. Dude, he fucking came to me when I was a kid. Like,
What?
I used to hallucinate when I was a kid, when I had fevers.
Okay.
And my mom... I remember this. My mom came in to talk to me during one of my hallucinations, and fucking Beast Man was sitting on my bed, and I told him to not eat me.
Did he?
He just kind of like looked at me, and then he got up and walked away.
Good.
Yeah, fucking Beast Man.
That guy was always a douche.
And now, when I look at him, all I can think of is fucking Bam Margera. And CKY.
What about Ram Man? Remember Ram Man?
Oh, yeah. Man E Face.
Man. They had some horrible fucking names, man.
Do you remember Moss Man?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
I saw one at the flea market a couple of weeks ago, and he actually still smelled like that same fucking smell.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's horrible.
Yeah, it was pretty gross.
I guess the smell of whatever they use to simulate moss never goes away.
Yeah. It's probably like plastic and some sort of petroleum.
But, so, going back to our weird weekend, man. Thursday, when I took my niece to the mall, she had, you know, a bunch of money burning in a hole in her pocket from the holiday.
Right.
I actually gave her Hot Topic gift card. And I took her to the mall because I had off. And one of the local news channels came up to us and asked us, hey, do you want to be on camera?
Mm-hmm.
And I jumped in. I was like, sure. And I'm usually – I'm the guy behind camera because that's what I do. I'm a videographer for a local, you know, TV station.
Right.
Nothing like the big, you know, the big ones like ABC or – this was actually – I think they're a CBS affiliate.
Right, right.
And – you know, I knew exactly what she wanted. She was like, so why are you here at the mall today? I was like, oh, because the mall is fun. And she was like, what do you, I was like, why not be here? And I gave her all the ear candy that she wanted.
That's awesome.
And I got a video the actual piece, because it's weird. They use one of my sound clips, sound bites, as an intro into the actual whole entire piece.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What the hell?
I was like, okay, that was weird. And my niece, and they interviewed my niece too, and it was, she was so embarrassed by it. So Emily, if you're listening to this episode, gotcha.
That's funny.
Yeah, she's listening to the show. She's one of our Instagram followers too. So,
big right on.
Shout out to my niece.
What up, niece?
Hot Topic and all the mall metal bands that we always make fun of. She likes all that stuff.
Oh, that's okay.
But she likes Fear Factory now, and we've gotten her into Aventasia and Ed Guy, and
obviously you got her into
Halloween.
Yeah, that and Iron Maiden.
Oh yeah, she loves Iron Maiden. It was weird because, like, she was talking about what band was it? Coheed and Cambria.
Oh, I love that band.
She's like, I'm like, hey, we saw them with Iron Maiden last year, and she had this look on her face. Took her a minute. She's like, oh yeah, we did. it clicked for her that she'd actually seen her one of the band that she liked.
So I found the figure that I was talking about. I don't even know how to say it right, but it's Mantenna. He was a part of the Hordak.
Okay, I remember the Hordak.
Yeah, the evil horde.
I think I'm
going to tag you.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to tag Metal Geeks in it real quick so you can.
Indeed,
man. Pop it up. But yeah, he's awesome. He was one of my favorite ones. The Evil Horde. He was 1985 He-Man action figure made by Mattel.
Hordak.
Yeah. He had like four legs. Looked like a bat in the face. Like actually kind of looks like more like a Gizmo. And,
okay.
I don't know. He's kind of got like Fraggle eyes.
Wow.
I don't know.
So over the break, I actually been able to see a couple of concerts.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Here's the weird thing. Black Friday. I think I might have mentioned this on the show. We bought tickets to see Megadeth and Fear Factory together. It was like $9 with service fees and all that kind of shit. So it was really cheap.
That's crazy.
And one thing I got to say about going to a Megadeth show, the douches come out at night. There's so many. Well, you know what bro gamers are?
Oh, absolutely.
All they do is play Call of Duty and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I call these people that are these shows bro metalheads.
Oh, yeah.
All walking around in their Affliction shirts. And if I offended anybody, I really apologize. But, you know. And it was a cool show because Fear Factory was great.
No. Don't apologize. We have every right to feel the way we do.
That's true.
You fucking douchebags. Here, I'm pulling up my Ralph Garman. You know, that's you're
We all have a little inner Ralph Garman in us.
Yeah. I mean,
not it's literally, like, but
yeah. Well, I don't know if I'd ever want a little Ralph Garman inside of me, but. Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. They always come out to metal concerts.
Yeah, you know, Metallica, Megadeth, bands that they they're metal. I love that band, you know?
Beneath the Massacre.
Yep. Who?
Yeah. What else? Fucking Zakk Wylde's band.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Black Label Society, yeah.
Speaking of which, Greg Capullo actually wrote me.
Did he really?
Yeah, because I told him that, I asked him, because he posted a picture of Todd McFarlane holding a Zakk Wylde guitar.
Yeah.
And I said, that's badass. Okay, who plays better, you or Todd? Will you play me a song? He said, Todd doesn't know how to play. That's all he said to me.
Well, at least he was honest about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, Fear Factory, one thing I got to say about him is Burton, we felt bad for him during some of the tracks because he can't hit those clean vocal notes anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, it took him a while. After about the third or fourth song, he really was able to hit some of the notes. But in the beginning, me and my wife looked at each other just like, oh, my God.
Right.
And there was this young couple like that was next to us at one point, and I guess the dude was like finger banging the girl next to her. I was like, oh jeez, come on. But Yeah, I mean, they played a lot of old school stuff. They played a lot of stuff off Demanufactured, which is one of my favorite albums.
That went in so many different directions. I wasn't prepared for that.
I know.
Burton, you can't sing anymore. But this guy was finger banging a chick next to us.
Yep, that's pretty much what happened.
They played these songs.
All these thoughts are swirling through my mind. I have to get them out in one breath.
It's awesome.
But Megadeth was cool. They had a really cool like video display behind them, and it was basically. I believe it was a greatest hits tour because all the songs were voted on by people. You can go to their website before the tour. And they played like In My Darkest Hour. They played a lot of old school shit. They played like one new song and that was it.
That's so interesting.
I would have been a little bit more upset if it was like all the new album, because the new album fucking blows.
Yeah.
Tune into MSR Cast for our 2000 Rewind to make sure not to hear the new Megadeth.
I actually listened to it, and it's his vocals, man.
It's a little bit of everything, man. I don't know what it is. I mean, the last three, four albums have been really good. I mean, they've been thrashy. They've been well written. This just felt like we're gonna crap an album out.
You know, I always wonder why certain bands, like band members, like Dave Mustaine. Why doesn't he jump into like a band and guest on a song?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you never see him guesting on anything.
Who, Dave Mustaine?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he does, but not nearly as often as he should.
Right. Like
he should be going in and, you know, you never see Metallica or Megadeth or anybody going in to play songs with people from Killswitch Engage or Lamb of God. But you better fucking believe Anthrax is playing with Shadows Fall, or vice versa, you know?
Right, John Denai is now in Anthrax. And look what happened when Rob Caggiano did that with another band. He quit Anthrax and joined that band.
Right.
But, you know, neither here or there.
Yeah. It's just interesting to me, because you think that band members like Dave Mustaine would think about it and be like, you know, maybe, I don't know, it's probably the ego, actually, now that I think about it.
Right. Okay, I just saw your picture of Mantana.
Yeah, you like that?
That is a horrible name for a figure.
I know, but he's so fucking cool looking.
Wow.
I had that one, man.
See, we do talk about fucking metal on the show, just for people that, hey, you guys don't talk about metal at all. We're talking about metal right now.
I mean, Mantana is a fucking awesome metal band name.
I've heard fucking worse, dude. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I was able to see one other show over the week. Do you know who John Oliva is?
Yeah. Yeah. He's actually been on MSR Cast.
That's right. We did an interview with him in August of the year, of this past year. He's doing this little show called, it was a storyteller's show. He maybe did like 8 or 9 dates. And it was very, very cool. It was just him, a drummer. It was actually the drummer from John Oliva's Pain, who does a lot of the writing, and a bass player. And John Oliva was sitting at his keyboard piano. And he'd break out a guitar every once in a while. He had an acoustic and he had electric, and he was pulling out songs from his whole entire career, man.
That's cool.
And he did then in between he was getting drunker and drunker as the night progressed. So his stories were turning pretty funny. He told this long story about when Sabotage was touring with Testament way back in the day, about this fight they got into outside of some strip club in Dallas, and they broke this glass front and got arrested and shit. I was like, okay. It sounds fun.
Yeah.
But did you see the picture I took with him?
Yeah, he looked like, man, he's pretty heavy, man.
Nah, dude. He's lost a lot of weight, I think. He's probably down to about, he said he's down to about 300 pounds. And the last time I saw a picture of him was maybe like 2 or 3 years ago. He was probably double that size.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he was huge for a while. Now he's this big dude. But you know, the picture that he took with me, I don't know what inspired him to do this, but he like acted like a monkey. I was like, oh, what the hell is this guy doing?
Yeah.
I was like, I need to be drinking what he's drinking.
Yeah.
But it was a great show, man. I had a lot of fun.
That's cool. I haven't been to a concert in a long time, but I actually heard randomly that there's a guitarist of a certain death metal band that lives here in Tampa Bay area that actually plays like fucking music at this bar that I frequent.
Who is this now?
His name is Ralph
Santella?
Yeah, Santello. He's from DSI.
Yeah, he's been in Dez, he's been in Iced Earth, he's been in a lot of fucking bands, man.
Yeah, he plays at this bar that I frequent called Gas Bars.
Cool.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that I actually get to get some video footage of that.
Yeah, I follow him on Facebook. He's an interesting guy. He would love to get him on the guest, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'll try.
Absolutely, man.
It's kind of intimidating, the fact that he's from some of those legendary bands, but he looks like he's a pretty decent dude.
Have you heard the new Iced Earth, by the way?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so good. I've only just begun to like dive into it.
Did he play on that one?
No, he hasn't been in the band in a while.
Yeah, because I thought he was playing with DSI currently.
Yeah, I believe he still is, yeah.
Which is crazy. You remember the brothers that were in DSI?
Oh, Ashim?
Yeah. Steve Ashim.
Steve Ashim. He was the drummer. What are the brothers' names?
Here, I'm going to look that up right now.
Here's the one you play the Jeopardy music in the background. That sounds more like Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Yeah, maybe. Let's see. Waiting for my laptop to load, and it is not liking Wikipedia.
Who does?
I love Wikipedia, man. I look for recent deaths all the time.
Laptops only like to go to porn websites.
Hoffman Brothers.
Yeah, there you go, the Hoffman Brothers. I learned that piece of fact by watching the Don John movie tonight.
Really?
Have you seen that movie yet?
No, what is it?
Dude, it's Joseph Gordon-Levitt. It's his directorial debut.
Yeah, yeah.
It's interesting.
Wait, what did he have to do with DSI?
The whole movie, he's a porn addict.
Oh.
And the story is basically about how he's a New Jersey. I mean, he's totally like out of like, you know, Jersey Shore type of character.
Yeah. I have to correct myself real quick. Yep. Ralph does not play with DSI anymore.
Okay.
So.
Good for him.
Yeah.
But yeah, interesting movie. Definitely. It's coming out on Redbox, I believe, really, really soon. It's definitely worth watching. It's Joseph Gordon-Levitt's in it. Julianne Moore. Tony Danza plays his father, which is crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And God, Scarlett Johansson. Oh. That's all I got to say about her.
Yeah.
Even though her accent was driving me crazy.
Yeah.
But very, very interesting movie.
I hate the New Jersey accent.
I wasn't going to say it, but yeah.
So ugly.
Except for our fans in New Jersey.
No. And the Maryland accent's ugly as hell, too, and I'm from Maryland.
Well, what about my Texas accent?
You can't really hear it until you force it.
I know. It happened. It comes out sometimes, and I hate that.
Yeah, and then you have to zip it back up.
Yep. Ah. Oh. I see what you did there.
Yeah, that was quick.
Exactly.
So what's with this Scott Ian spoken word tour?
He's done this in England a few times. Basically, just I guess like what Kevin Smith does is like a Q&A, just going out there, and I don't know if he's telling jokes, but he's telling stories, and I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what to qualify it as, you know.
Yeah, I mean, because I can understand people wanting to talk to Kevin Smith, people listening to the comedy and the philosophy from Henry Rollins, but Scott Ian doesn't come across to me as an intellectual.
I do want to see this. Okay, here's an actual quote from Scott Ian. "It's an evening of ridiculous truth. It's me talking and swearing about this insane life that I've led over the last 31 years, the people I've met, and the shit that's happened. And when I'm done swearing, you can ask me anything you want. The floor is yours." So it will be a Q&A session.
Huh. Do they have dates?
There are some dates. There's like 5 or 6 dates in February and a couple in March. And from what I've read, there's going to be more dates announced. So we got right now Chicago, Detroit, Toronto, Kingston, Ontario, Ottawa, Annapolis, Maryland, Philadelphia, and New York.
Where in Annapolis does it have the venue?
Ram's Head.
Wow. Dude, that's a really small club. It's very interesting because
I wouldn't figure he would need that big of a, a venue.
I mean, what I'm telling you, it's small, dude. It's like Uber. It's like, okay, downtown Annapolis is all historical.
Yeah.
So like everything there was built for little people. You know, from the 1800s.
Okay.
So everything in there is built small. So it's very interesting. I actually kind of wish that I was there because I would have loved to have gone to see him at this intimate place.
Yeah. I'm hoping they're going to announce something in Texas because I will definitely go to this.
He, kind of weird, trivial fact. I don't know if I've ever talked about it or not, but my best man, his fiance or his girlfriend, I don't think they're engaged yet. It's just his girlfriend. She's the sister of a band from Annapolis called Jimmy's Chicken Shack. You ever heard of them?
I do remember that band. I actually had one of their albums at one point.
Yeah, her brother is Jimmy Haha, the singer.
No, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So, like, that's kind of like the thing that, like, in Annapolis, you had Good Charlotte and Jimmy's Chicken Shack. That's where they played. That's where they got their start. You know what I mean?
I guess.
So it's kind of interesting. It's a completely different talent, I guess.
In Houston, we had Dead Horse and Hellstar.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, now that I think about it, too, it's actually kind of cool because I know that Scott Ian loves comics.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he's going to do like a signing at Capitol Comics.
I don't know. A couple years ago, this was a lot of fun. There's a local store here called Cactus Music, and they every weekend they have like local little bands come in or touring bands and they do like shows in the store.
Yeah.
And maybe two and a half years ago, he's married to Pearl Adea, right?
Yeah, yeah, Meatloaf's daughter.
Meatloaf's daughter, exactly. How weird would that be to have your father-in-law is Meatloaf, but...
Yeah, that's weird.
They did a small... I think they were doing a show that night, but they did a free show at Cactus Music that night, and they did a signing afterwards. So I brought... If you bought the Pearl CD, you can get other stuff autographed, and I got him to sign both my issues of Lobo that he did.
Really?
And I got him to sign this like little bobblehead Scott Ian action figure that I had.
See, now, like, I could absolutely see him and the members of Anthrax going through and doing like comic book sessions. Like, they go in and talk to the people about comics, but I don't know. It's weird. The whole concept of his spoken word tour is weird to me.
I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I do hope it comes anywhere near Houston or Texas so I can go see it. And just to give a little hint, we might have a member of Anthrax on the show coming up next year.
Oh, there you go.
It's in the plans. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah, we get our own Q&A.
That's right.
Or D and the V.
So here's the last piece of it. Whoa.
Yeah.
I didn't catch that. D and V, what?
Yeah. D and the V. Okay. So,
you lost me on that one.
Yeah. It's okay. I'll explain it later.
Okay. The last piece of news that I wanted to talk about is this is making like major headlines, but this is about Iron Maiden, who we spoke about earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've read a couple updated saying that this might not be true, but it's, if it is true, it's really cool. The update that says that they did not decide to tour Latin America based on internet and analytics. Basically, what the story was saying is they hired a company to research where their music was being pirated the most, and then they would tour that countries.
That makes sense to me.
It fucking makes a lot of sense.
I think that they're probably worried about the privacy,
mm-hmm.
you know, aspect of it, which I can understand.
Yeah, they don't want people to know, oh, we you know, we can condone people downloading our stuff illegally.
Exactly. It's a business move.
Exactly, but Iron Maiden are fucking smart.
Yeah, they are.
They're one of the best metal bands out there, but they're one of the best bands in business out there.
They are the epitome of what big band is all about. I mean, they've got their own fucking jet, for Christ's sakes.
Yep. And the lead singer can fly it.
He flies it. I mean, how fucking cool is that?
I mean, every year these guys prove why they are the best. Even if you're not a fan of the music, you have to at least respect what they do as a band.
If you're not a fan of the music, I hate you.
Yeah, I would agree on that one.
You deserve a dick slap in the face.
If you're not a fan of Iron Maiden, you're no good to me.
Yeah.
So here's something I wanted to talk to you about. I picked up a couple of Funko Pops recently. I actually picked up one that I was super excited for today. I picked up one of the new Judge Dredd ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize till after I got in the car, some of the paint job is really fucking sloppy, man. And I wanted to bring this up as a topic on the show tonight.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of one of the reasons I started doing customs, man. I've seen it a lot with like really popular characters. So I don't know, man. Maybe it has something to do with demand or the quantity or just the plant that they're getting it done in. But like all the Iron Man ones that I've had,
yeah.
Perfect, flawless. There's nothing wrong with them. But I can tell you that Batman,
yeah,
I've had some issues with the Batman. The Batman.
The Batman.
But I've had no issues at all with Star Wars characters. Characters like the Green Arrow, perfectly fine. But even this Jon Snow Beyond the Wall one that I got, as awesome as it is, because, yeah. I mean, I don't want to take away our sponsor's glory, but I won this off of Instagram from Funkomania. If you want to win some contests, go in there too.
That's right.
And tell them that Metal Geek sent you because we fucking rule. Now, this Beyond the Wall exclusive Jon Snow, you know, we were talking pre-show about it, and I'm looking at the detail in it, and this, I'm a stickler for the details. And sometimes I even hate my own customs because I look at it and I'm like, I should have fucking done this differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but to somebody else, they won't see it. But when I started talking to you about the Judge Dredd, I started looking a little bit closer, and I was hoping that because it's an exclusive, they would not have messed up on it. But now I see on the bottom where his beard is, it's kind of like blended into his face, and the actual hair is not painted where it meets his face.
Right.
So I don't know if they're doing like sloppy work, but if they're doing exclusives, man, you want to make it nice.
Yeah, I totally agree, man. Like the Dread one that I bought, I mean, underneath the helmet there's paint splotches, and there's a missing piece of a paint on his armor, and it's like, man, you know, you expect to have good quality when you buy something like that. I know
they're
mass producing them, and you know, it's all computer controlled and all that, I'm sure. I don't know if it's just one little guy in the Funko, you know, factory painting all these.
Hell no. I doubt that.
It's all, you know, computerized, and then, you know, through probably, you know, I'm not sure of the process, so.
Right.
But, I mean, I would be interested to find out.
Yeah, I mean, just wasn't your helmet all messed up, like where the lines are?
Yeah, yeah. It's still a badass figure.
Right.
But,
I don't know.
It's the principle of it. I mean, exactly. It's one of the reasons I started doing customs. Just in action figures in general, there's a guy that I wanted to have on the show last year sometime, but it looks like he's kind of like went more towards acoustic music, but he hasn't done very many customs or repaints. But he actually repaints everything, and he's the guy who inspired me to start doing customs. Because
maybe you could fix my dread then.
Very well might be able to do that for you. But they have, that's one of the reasons I started doing it, is because I was like, this guy's got the right idea. Fuck it. You know, it's only a couple bucks. I'm not going to screw it up. If anything, I'm going to make it look better. You know, so that's the reason why I started doing it. And, you know, also to the extent of the fact that some of the licensings prohibit them to make certain characters.
But dude, they've announced so many new licenses that they've picked up over the holidays. I mean, they got Buffy coming out and Firefly and
See, I'm not interested in those characters, just like I'm not interested in the Supernatural characters.
Yeah. I've never seen the show, so.
Yeah. But I'm interested in their bodies. I want their parts.
That sounds really perverted, dude.
Well, I was hoping it would sound a little bit more psychopathic, but no, there's a character on there that I actually want to convert into a DC character.
Cool.
But once it happens, you'll see it and you'll be like, holy shit, he's right.
Right. I'm looking forward to some of your custom stuff coming up. I know there should be one of me coming around sometime soon.
Yes, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 customs in the works.
Nice.
So, and one of them actually is, I'll go ahead and spoil this one.
Oh.
I am going to be doing a Lobo.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh. That's cool.
Very cool. Yeah.
Lobo's been name dropped twice in this episode.
Yeah, that's the reason why I wanted to say it.
Cool.
But yeah, I have the equipment. I even have the chains with the awesome, like, little hooks in it. So I can't wait to make him. He won't take very long to make. It's just a matter of sitting down and doing it. But
so, have you seen any movies recently?
I have, actually. I've been watching quite a bit of movies and reading a lot of comics. But first, I wanted to mention a movie that I don't think you've seen.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to really, really recommend anybody listening on the show, if you have not seen the movie with Harrison Ford and Michael B. Jordan, called 42, about the story of Jackie Robinson, absolutely must-see movie.
I have not. I've seen previews, but I have not seen it yet.
You know, and that was kind of like the same thing for me. It was like, you know, I really want to see that movie. I really want to see that movie, but I just never made it a priority.
Right.
Oh, my God. There were some parts in the movie that, I mean, look, I'm an emotional and sensitive guy. And
oh, you're going to love Saving Mr. Bankson.
Yeah. That's probably the reason that. Anyways, there's a part in the movie where they're standing inside the tunnel into the dugout, that goes into the stadium. Oh my God, it's some of the most powerful moments, you know. But I absolutely highly recommend you watching this movie. We watched it on Christmas Day.
Cool.
And it was so good. Harrison Ford nailed the part. He was really amazing. Yeah.
I saw a movie with Harrison Ford in it recently.
Oh, yeah?
I saw Anchorman 2.
He was in that?
Yes, he was.
What the
fuck?
For a
very short amount of time, but he's in it. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that movie.
Okay, yeah, I'm not really interested in seeing it anyways.
It was funny. It was, you know, we have a local theater, like on Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's like $6 to get in, right?
Right.
Even at nighttime. So it wasn't that big of a waste. And the movie had a lot of funny parts to it, but it sort of didn't really feel like it needed to be made. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. There was a.
I didn't even like the first one, to be honest with you.
Oh, I love the first movie. I think it's funny as hell. Do you remember the scene where they're all they're about to have a big gang fight in the street?
Yeah.
There's definitely that in this new movie, and it takes it to the next level. It's pretty cool. That's the best part of the movie, I think.
Well, I mean, I'll probably watch it, but I'll probably watch it when it comes out on Blu-ray or DVD.
Yeah, I definitely recommend, you know, sitting at home watching it. It's, don't get me wrong. I mean, I didn't hate the movie, but,
yeah,
you know, I'm not going to say that I built it up too much, but you expect it to be better than it was. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Actually, somebody told me today the same thing.
Yeah.
That it was meh. No, but... the other movie I told you I watched earlier was Mary Poppins 50th anniversary. Blu-ray was amazing. I watched Running Man. I love old cheesy 80s movies, and it doesn't get
any more cheesier 80 years than that one.
Yeah, man. That's the thing. Watching it as an adult now, you see and pick up things that you didn't as a young person.
Yeah. Is 80-er even a word? 80-er? 80s-er?
I don't know. Did I say that?
No, I said that.
Oh. But, yeah, it's total cheese fest, but I fucking love it. But, let's see. Oh, and we watched a documentary. I'm really big on watching documentaries. We have Hulu, and Hulu always recommends things. And right now they actually have three of the coolest movies, and maybe out of the three movies, only one really matters, which is RoboCop 1, 2, and 3 on Hulu right now. So,
you know, RoboCop 2 was actually filmed here in Houston.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, if you look in the background, that's totally the Houston skyline, not Detroit. Sorry, guys. Yeah.
But we watched a documentary called Tent City.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, my gosh. It'll really make you think. But basically, it's about
homeless people?
Yeah. Mm. Like 6,000 people are homeless in Nashville. And that actually is not nearly as bad as the homeless population here in Tampa. Yeah, it's like 15,000 here, and they actually have colonies that live in the woods. It's crazy, but anyways, I highly recommend watching that too. If you got a heart and a soft spot for documentaries, watch it.
I have plans to go. Maybe tomorrow is one of my last days off. I might go see The Wolf on Wall Street tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to that movie. I've heard nothing but greatness from it, and I love Scorsese. So,
yeah, it's one of those movies I probably want to watch at home so I could focus on it.
It's a 3-hour movie.
Yeah.
Like that. It's a comedy. It's a dark comedy. It's not a, they say the reviews I've read is his best movie since Goodfellas. And Goodfellas is one of my top 5 movies of all time.
Yeah. So, I hate when they do that though. Cause
yeah,
you go in there with expectations and you walk out like, fuck.
It's gotta be better than Hugo though.
I didn't even see that.
I don't think I have either. I actually downloaded it for free on iTunes today. I'm watching it. But
I've got a $25 gift card for iTunes. Any recommendations of movies that I should watch?
I have a $15 one. I can't find anything to buy. You know, I don't really... I guess I could, because I do have an Apple TV at home. I guess I could be renting movies on it.
Yeah, you could.
Because I've been looking for games. I'm like, there's nothing I really want to play on my... All the games that I play on my iPad and my iPhone are free, you know?
Right.
I don't know. we'll have to look into that. Because just to give a little hint, we will be doing, in another couple of weeks, we're going to be doing our 2013 Rewind for Metal Geeks podcast. And we're going to have our special guest back, Ian Robinson. And we're going to go through all of our favorite movies and comic books and TV shows and video games, if we played any video games, of the past year. Not our top 5 or any of that bullshit. It's just stuff that we liked.
Yeah, our favorite shit.
Our favorite shit.
Yeah. It's awesome. I can't wait to have Ian back on. He's awesome.
I know. I'm looking forward to it, because, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I haven't, you know, touched in media this year, but what I have, it's been a lot, you know, there's been a lot of good stuff this year.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's going to be next weekend. We're going to record it.
Possibly, yeah. We're in the scheduling for that right now. So
if you guys are out there listening, shoot us a DM on Instagram or tweet us at Metal Geeks on Twitter. And
you can even email us at metalgeekspodcast@gmail.com.
And tell us what your favorites are, and we'll totally give you a shout out.
Yep. We will read your shit on the air, and we will make fun of you for it.
Speaking of a shout out, wanted to make sure we talked about this because when we asked on Instagram if anybody wanted to talk about something, somebody finally had the fucking cojones to actually say something.
Interaction, people. Come on.
I mean, out of the 16 people that liked it, only one person commented. So I don't know if they're afraid to just hear their name or whatever, but anyways, his name is I.M. Esteban TV on Instagram. He's awesome.
yeah, he's been a good follower for a long time.
Yeah, and he likes everything from his favorite is Deadpool, it looks like. Yeah, but he has a bunch of Funko Pops and stuff.
What did he want us to talk about?
He wanted to us touch base on Captain America 2. His actual question was, will Captain America 2 be good? Obviously,
I don't want to answer this. Let's move on. No, I'm joking.
No, to be honest, I am Esteban TV. That's tough, man, because obviously we haven't seen it.
I'll chime in here a little bit. I've probably seen more of it than you have.
Yes.
Because I have seen an extended couple clips at the D23 Expo at the live action panel they did. And that you've probably seen the clip in the preview, in the trailer, when they're in the elevator. And all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I've seen like the full 5 to 7 minute version of that clip.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of extended, you know, things coming from the movie in the new trailers. I don't know. I like the first one cause it was sort of campy, you know, and this one seems to be a little bit more serious in tone.
Yeah, I mean, from the way it looks like Captain America is kind of like, man, fuck you, S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. it's a very S.H.I.E.L.D.-centric movie, and they've got to play the TV show into that somehow, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we'll talk about the TV show, I guess, sometime later, but...
I gave up on that show.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
I'm still going, because every once in a while, okay, it's weird, like... There'll be like one really great episode that keeps you going. I'm like, okay, this is getting better. And then like the next couple are like crappy, but yeah. it ended on a good cliffhanger. So I'm hopefully when it comes back next week, it'll pick me back up and throw me back into the fray. You know,
all I care about right now is how badass Arrow is going to be when it comes back.
But that girl that plays, what's not Fitz, but is it Simmons, the female?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's a cutie, man.
Oh, my God. All I got to say.
Yeah.
But back to his question, did you like the first Captain America movie?
You know, I did. But I'll also go on record saying that I probably have a really terrible view upon Captain America. I don't like him. I really don't like him. Only because of the cheese factor. As much as I love cheesy 80s movies, there's just something about him that screams, I love Fox News and I don't like it. But hopefully in the next...
he's patriotic to his core, man. That's for sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a difference between being patriotic and just being an asinine, stubborn, stupid fuck. So I hope that he... In the second movie, it looks like he kind of breaks away from the mold a little bit, and I'm looking forward to it. And there's a particular part in the trailer that really made my fucking hair stand up on my arms and my neck. It's when Cap is chasing the Winter Soldier
uh-huh.
and throws the shield, and he catches it in right. the air and just looks at Cap. It's like, holy shit, that was awesome.
I think there's going to be some cool stuff in the movie, but...
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to go in there with open mind.
Exactly.
You know, as always, I'm going to go in there with an open mind.
And I'm really digging the way they're, you know, progressing towards other franchises in the series. Like, with Thor the Dark World, at the end, they're totally going into Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. And, you know, the one thing I do have to say about these Marvel movies is, you know, everybody wants to see other characters jump mm-hmm. into the movies. And I... As much as I want to see them, I think that Marvel's failing on that part. The only thing, because they know that they have a fucking monster box office with the Avengers.
Right.
You know, so, you know, in Iron Man 3, I was thinking to myself, where in the fuck was the Hulk when everybody was just melting Iron Man? You know? And then I was thinking about when they were in London, I was thinking, wait, why hasn't S.H.I.E.L.D. caught on to this threat? And why wasn't Tony Stark alerted to fly over there as fast as he could to help out Thor? You know what I mean?
Because they weren't contracted for it?
Right. But that's the thing. It's like, I know that they're going to be introducing some new characters in Captain America 2, the Winter Soldier. They're going to have the Winter Soldier.
Right.
Scarlett Johansson is going to have... excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you. They're going to have a more privatized look into her life in the movie.
Right.
And they're going to be introducing Falcon, I believe. So.
Yeah, Falcon is going to be in it, definitely.
So, I mean, that's a lot of people to juggle in the movie. So I don't see any cameos happening. I mean, I know that Cap made a cameo in Thor, right. but it still wasn't Cap.
They've already announced that in Avengers 2, that War Machine will be in it.
Yeah, which is cool, but that's cool. An Avengers movie.
Right.
It's like, wait, where in the hell was War Machine in Thor? You know, and this whole... by the way... We want to talk about the Paul Rudd
yes.
being announced as Ant-Man.
Yeah, let's go into that. Because there's a couple, there's some, a lot of Marvel news that we can talk about like right now.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd as Ant-Man, what are your opinions?
Mine? Absolutely perfect casting for the character.
During the break, we watched This Is 40 like twice on HBO. I love, Paul Rudd is a comedic genius, man. He's so funny.
and the guy who's directing the movie,
Edgar Wright is one of my favorite directors.
And he does a lot of comedy.
He does a lot of subversive comedy.
Yeah.
It's going to be a perfect fit for this type of movie. I'm not sure exactly how they're saying it's a spy movie.
Yeah.
So, I mean, was Edgar Wright... In control. If you don't know who Edgar Wright is, he did The World's End, he did Hot Fuzz, he did Shaun of the Dead, he did, what's that other video game movie he did? I can't think of the name of it right now. Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, yeah.
He always has interesting ideas, different styles of he throws into every one of his movies. I love his transitions that he does.
You know, I don't want to throw out too much of a rumor, but from what I understand, they're going to have two Ant-Men in that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So apparently they're going to have Hank and Scott.
Oh. Wow. That's cool.
So just you know, if that's what happens, you heard it here first.
I love how you call him Hank like he's your friend.
Yeah.
Dr. Henry Pym.
You know, it's because... Yeah, I know. He is my friend. Ant-Man comes over and kills and directs all the ants out of here. Five minutes. But, that is what I've been told by I have an informant.
Oh.
He shall remain nameless.
To protect the innocent. That is I haven't heard that that would be very cool, because, I mean, there have been three different people playing, or three different people in the role of Ant-Man in the comics.
Mm-hmm.
You have Henry Pym, of course, who's like the original Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm.
But here's my question is, I mean, are they going to use his, after maybe he gives up the cowl of Ant-Man, maybe he'll be Giant Man.
Right, that's interesting.
And is this how they're going to introduce Wasp into the series for another Avengers movie?
Yeah, that's the other thing. They said that Ant-Man may not be in the Avengers movie.
Because you can't have Hank Pym, you can't have Ant-Man without Wasp.
Yeah, and you
it's like peanut butter and chocolate.
And you can't have Ultron without Hank Pym.
That's right. Because for people who do not know, Hank Pym is the mastermind who created the AI that is Ultron.
Yeah.
However good or bad that turned out to be. But he's also the same – it's the same AI that is Vision.
Yep.
And also the same AI, in my opinion, in the Marvel Universe movies that is the Coulson that's alive today.
Yeah,
I'm still sticking with that until I'm wrong.
I mean, there was a I don't know if you finished reading the Avengers AI.
I am caught up on it. Yes.
Okay, there was a part in there where they had a life replica.
Uh huh.
That would be him. Yep. So.
It's Coulson. Coulson lives. He's alive.
I mean, if you look at his jaw and his build, he really could easily be Vision, but he's going to have to, stop being so damn, funky or whatever, and he can't carry something.
Right.
Or he was shaky and stuff like that.
You know, my problem was it's probably the actor who plays Coulson, Clark Gregg. He breathes heavy a lot.
He does.
I've noticed it, and he's like, it's like before every line, he has, this weird breath that he does.
He also walks funny.
Yeah.
You notice that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Notice that next time he's walking up to a scene, watch how he sticks his arms out. It's funny. It's weird.
I'm going to have to pay attention to that next time.
Yeah.
Wow.
But
no offense to you, Clark Gregg, because you are a great actor.
Yeah, you rule. We're just making fun of you.
Like you're ever going to listen to this.
Yeah. But in any case, I'm very, very happy with the casting of Paul Rudd.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when I heard that he was in the running for it, it was like, oh, my God, that would be perfect, you know.
And speaking of people they've been rumored to play a part in the Marvel movies, they finally confirmed that Vin Diesel is performing as Groot in the Guardians of the Galaxy movie. Like, we didn't know it before, but they've finally been confirmed.
You know, and the funniest thing about it is, it's really not going to be that big of a role for him. What's he going to spend 3 minutes inside of a fucking booth saying, "I am Groot"?
Right. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll expand on the character. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Or maybe he'll be actual animated.
Right.
You know.
Maybe they'll be using
movements.
I mean, did you ever see the Iron Giant?
No.
That was a great, great movie directed by Brad Bird. And that was one of the very first things they ever did as an actor. It was a voiceover. And Vin Diesel was great in that movie. Go back and watch that, and it'll give you hope for his performance as Groot.
No, I mean, I'm not doubting it. I'm just saying it's everybody's making a big deal about it.
Right.
It's only because it's Vin Diesel. But because, I mean, honestly, whose favorite comic book character is Groot? I don't think I know anybody.
Oh, man. He's in my top 500.
Yeah, exactly.
But so, you got to give Vin Diesel credit, because I've read interviews with him before, and he says the only reason he does those big blockbuster, Fast and the Furious movies is to be able to do the stuff that he wants to do to get the money to do it, like the Riddick movies and the video games that he's done. And he puts all his money back into those things, that his passion projects. And I got to respect him for that.
He actually plays D&D, and he has a tattoo in the movie XXX, I think it was.
Okay.
It's a legit tattoo, and it's his It's a character in his name that he had created for his D&D character.
Wow.
So it's a little bit of an Easter egg for you.
He's a big nerd.
Yeah, he is. He is.
Going back to Avengers 2 a little bit, there's been rumors that there's going to be a second villain in the movie.
You know what, man? I think that... Who is the character that they're going to try to make into in Avengers 2? Who's the new villain?
Baron Von Strucker.
Okay. That's basically a Captain America thing.
It is.
So, you know, so I think that it's kind of ironic that it's being announced right now. And Captain America's coming out soon. I don't think, I personally don't think that they're going to have him in Avengers 2 because it seems more appropriate to have him in Captain America.
Well, I'm sure they'll do like what they do with the after credit scene and introduce him. They'll probably go back and film that after they hire the guy, whoever's going to do it.
Yeah.
But I mean,
it's like, what are they going to do? They had Thanos show up and,
right.
You know, it's like, okay, where's Thanos? And
Von Strucker is the leader of Hydra, which is like the anti-Shield, you know. And from what I'm reading, it looks like the plans in the script that Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch are working for Von Strucker. That's how they're introduced, apparently.
That's interesting.
So, Joss Whedon can do no wrong.
Yeah, just watch Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Don't have to prove me wrong now.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. I'm kind of weird about that because I don't want them to oversaturate with villains.
Yeah.
You know, because...
Look at the Batman movies when they put too many villains in there.
Yeah, I mean, I know the Avengers is going to be a blockbuster, but, I mean, honestly, Ultron, you can't get any more, you know, Ultron would absolutely destroy Baron Von Strucker.
All you need is Ultron.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, why would they even stack up? Maybe they're leading it up to into phase 2 or 3, whatever it is.
Yeah, phase 3 is coming soon, so...
Yeah.
But we're in phase 2 right now, and I think Avengers 2 will be the end of that, right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Maybe they're lining them up for a Winter Soldier sequel. Who knows?
I hope they don't do that. But anyways, speaking of a different type of Marvel movie, did you read about this? Anna Paquin, who plays Rogue in some of the early X-Men movies, has been cut from Days of Future Past.
How would you even do it, and why would you do that?
Well, I guess she wasn't a big part of the movie. And from what I've read is her scene just didn't fit into the actual cut movie. So her scenes got left on the cutting room floor. I'm sure there'll be a director's cut on Blu-ray coming out afterwards, and we'll get to see the scenes later, but the theatrical version will not feature her.
That's so bizarre.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, speaking of the X-Men movies, I don't think we've talked about this yet, but they've announced X-Men Apocalypse that's going to be coming out.
Yeah, we briefly discussed it, okay. I believe, but we haven't gone really much into detail with it.
I'm excited for that because I like the character Apocalypse as an ultimate baddie, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be interesting. Here it is from the rumor mill. He will be showing up at the end of Days of Future Past.
That would make sense.
Yep.
Totally makes sense. Wow. So let's move on away from Marvel.
Oh yeah. The stupid Batman versus Superman movie.
God, did you like the Man of Steel movie, man?
I have it. I just haven't watched it yet.
Okay.
I've been kind of hesitant on it.
I am not a fan of the movie. I mean, it's okay. I don't know. It doesn't feel like Superman to me. It's trying to take too much of the, you know, the broody mythos of the, you know, the Dark Knight features. And it doesn't work with that character. So when they throw in Batman and Superman together, even though it's going to be, you know, Ben Affleck playing Batman, which is a little strange still to me. They've announced there's going to be a Wonder Woman cast has already been cast for this movie. And there's been a lot of hubbub about, you know, oh, she's not Wonder Woman. She's not, you know, strong enough or big enough or whatever, but.
I'm so sick of hearing about Batman versus Superman.
It's not even out yet, dude. They haven't even filmed the damn thing yet.
I'm so sick of it. I mean, for fuck's sake, guys. Why? This isn't in the show notes, but I get these Google alerts that tell me when something's popped up or whatever. Yep. Did you know that they are seriously considering having Denzel Washington play the Green Lantern?
No, I have not heard that.
Yeah.
That'd be wrong. Are you talking about John Stewart Green Lantern or?
I have no idea, but that's just the fact of it. It's like, I hate all this casting rumor shit.
Well, you hear the other rumors is Joaquin Phoenix has been rumored to play Lex Luthor.
I can see that though.
He could play crazy.
He is crazy.
Literally, he is. So, I mean, that's actually a choice casting call right there.
Yeah. And in fact, this is kind of making me starting to hate Batman and Superman even more. Honestly. I mean, I love Batman, but I'm just saying this is making me not want to see the movie. Because everybody's like, oh, we should have Denzel Washington play the Green Lantern. Oh, we should have the guy from Breaking Bad play Lex Luthor. Oh, how about Joaquin Phoenix?
The guy from Breaking Bad, or, you know, they're like, oh, well, and they also, who was Mark Strong, was always, it was being rumored. I mean, they're bald already for their characters. That's the only reason they were thrown around.
Yeah. And it's just the idea of it. It's like, okay, you know what? Fuck you and your crazy speculating rumor mill of Batman versus Superman. I'm going to go watch my Arrow because Arrow knows what the fuck they're doing. You know, they casted an amazing Green Arrow, Black Canary, Deathstroke, Solomon Grundy, Ra's al Ghul, Talia al Ghul. All these people, man. It's amazing.
I really need to catch up with that show, man.
It is amazing. They actually just introduced Barry Allen.
Right, I've heard that.
And they also introduced the Red Arrow. So, I mean, everything about it is fucking incredible. All their casting is perfect, man. And all these people are up in air talking about, oh, who's going to play Batman? Oh, Ben Affleck is going to suck. You know what? That's fine. You guys can sit there and be distracted by this stupid shit while I'm watching the Arrow. Because it rules.
You heard it here first, guys.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
So let's start wrapping up the show because I think we need to get off our soapboxes or something.
Yeah, I'm just a little irritated. Sorry.
No, that's perfectly fine. Let's save a little bit more of our comic stuff because I mean I've caught up with Avengers AI like we just talked about. Yeah. I finished the long shot Save the Marvel Universe miniseries.
Yeah, I did too.
It was a little confusing at part in times.
Yeah, I think issue number 1 and 4 sucked.
Mm-hmm.
2 and 3 were okay.
Yeah, the last one, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It was like, it sort of felt like a cop-out to end it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I've always, Longshot has always been one of my favorite characters, and I don't think they did that character justice.
One of the good comics that have been coming out recently, Forever Evil, they're going to be doing that all the way until March, until all the issues can actually catch up to the events.
Right. I am not caught up on that at all. I've only read the first issue.
Oh, my God. It's amazing. I don't want to give away too much, but I'm sure my Instagram did. But Bane actually makes a Batman costume.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes. So that's fucking cool. He fights the Killer Croc. You've got Lex Luthor. He's got Bizarro on his team. Lex Luthor has Bizarro, Black Adam, himself, obviously, Captain Cold, and Black Manta on a team.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, like, they're doing some really, really outside-the-box thinking here. It's cool.
So, right on, man.
Yeah, you guys out there listening, Manifest Destiny, issue number 2, kicked ass.
Yeah. Haven't read it yet.
Oh, so good. And
the first one was so good.
Yeah, it was. And the second one even followed up just as good. There was a panel in there that really was fucking creepy. Like, I'm not a person that believes in ghosts or anything, but there was a part in it where they were looking through this little ghost town, and you can see somebody looking out the window in the shadows, and it was so creepy.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a great, great head nod to the creep factor. I also read Brain Boy, which apparently was an older comic, and they just started rebooting it.
I never heard of this.
He's a basically he is a he has telepathic powers, and he can read minds and see things with his mind, and he can move things with his mind. But he was born under the watch of this the U.S. Secret Service. Anyways, they raise him to learn how to use his powers. He became an agent of this company that works with the Secret Service, and he actually uses his powers to help locate items or transfer items, or whenever they need to go into a place, he can actually use his abilities to make sure that they know that they're going to a safe area.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to I'm gonna have to start reading that one on your recommendation. Everybody here, too. If you don't like it, it's your fault.
Yeah, exactly. But I've been reading a lot of different things. Let's see. Trying to think else. What else? Oh, Scarlet Spider. It's done. But
is it over already?
Yeah, okay. Issue number 25 came out and it's done.
I need to catch up because I'm way behind on that too. I do want to finish that series. I mean, if it's only 25 issues, I could do that.
Yeah. Let's see.
The only superhero based in Houston.
That's true. Apparently, they're all going to go to California.
He's going to be part of the New Warriors, right?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
I am too, as well, actually. Nova's kind of wrapping up into that right now.
Okay.
I've been also reading a ton of Invincibles. I've actually read almost 40 issues of it.
Wow.
Since we last talked, actually.
Wow.
So.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I'm a reading machine when it comes to comics, dude.
I've been playing a lot of video games.
Yeah. I've only been playing Marvel Lego Super Heroes.
I was playing that again tonight. I'm trying to get all the characters open up all the gold bricks so I can open up everything else I need to do. Like I said before, I'm getting 100% that game. And I got the new Lego, Asgard pack.
It
was
It
was $2. And you get 8 characters.
Which characters?
Good question. It features, I know my favorite that I've been playing with a lot is Odin. He kicks ass.
I bet.
He's just badass. Let's see, it comes with Malekith, Curse, Sif, Volstagg, Odin, Hogan, Fandral, and Jane Foster. So you have the Warriors 3. Jane Foster is sort of pointless, but whatever.
Right.
And you can also pick up the Super Pack now, which is what I received when I pre-ordered the game. It comes with Dark Phoenix, Winter Soldier, Symbiote Spider-Man, Hawkeye, Falcon, Beta Ray Bill, Thanos, and A-Bomb as playable characters.
What?
Yep.
Okay, now how do I get that?
It's all downloadable now. You can all just go to the Microsoft Store, and you have an Xbox on Xbox, right?
Yeah,
just go through the game or through downloadable content and just buy them.
Okay, I will. Because I want to play as the Dark Elf, and I also want to play as Thanos.
Yep. Malekith is pretty cool, and he made I can't remember exact comment earlier when I was playing with him, but it was pretty damn funny. It was like right out of the movie.
He was the perfect villain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Going from Doctor Who to villain, man.
Yeah.
And I finished Dead Rising 3 last night. I've been playing the hell out of the game. Oh my god, dude, this is, and I'm so addicted to it. I've beat the game, and it starts you off at the beginning of the game, but you still have all your, you know, all your attributes that you've saved, you've leveled up through the, right, the regular game. I'm gonna go through it again.
Hell yeah!
I'm like, okay, I am so addicted to that game. It's an Xbox One game. It doesn't look like a next gen game, but the sheer amount of zombies on screen at one time, it freaking bottles my mind. it really awesome. Is crazy. But yeah, I mean, I have all these other games that I need to be playing, but I can't put those two games down. That and the new Zelda game on the 3DS.
I've been hearing a lot of good things about that one.
Man, my buddy Fernando that we've had on the show, he's already beat it.
What?
And I'm maybe like a third of the way in, and it's just like, oh my god, it's so good. But yeah, it's finding the time. Even on vacation, it's hard finding time to do everything, you know?
Right.
So I guess we could announce our winner.
Oh yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that before we leave.
So now that you've listened to the entire episode of us ranting about everything, here, you can say his name.
Okay.
I'll say his name.
Okay.
Okay, we know it's a he.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I think so. Well, congratulations, a shark. 8 Manual is your Instagram name. I love it.
A Shark 8 Manual. That's right. Yeah. Manuel.
Yeah, Manuel.
Manuel.
You are our winner. Please direct message us on Instagram.
Yep.
And we will get that out to you ASAP, man. And I really hope that you take pictures of it because of R2-D2. It's a really, really cool figure.
R2-D2 has a package for you.
Yeah, we want to see you playing with R2-D2's package.
That's right. He'll beep a lot if you do it the right way.
He's like,
so congratulations to you, Shark's 8 Manuel. I love your name, dude. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
It would be kind of funny if you did that little scream, like when he gets shot with a laser.
Right.
And he touches package. He's like, okay.
Oh, C-3PO should not be touching him there. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But cool. Yeah. Congratulations. We have more stuff to give away in the new year. So maybe we'll have another contest starting when we do our rewind episode with Ian Robinson.
Yeah. And, you know, who knows? Maybe our sponsor will sponsor a contest.
That's right. So let's remind everybody they can find us on the interwebs at www.metalgeekspodcast.com and altness.com. And rhymeswithgeek.com.
You can find us on Instagram at Metal Geeks Podcast. And you can find us on Twitter at Metal Geeks. And you can find us on Facebook. Just search for Metal Geeks in your search bar.
Email us at metalgeekspodcast@gmail.com. And go to iTunes. Subscribe to us. Tell your friends about us. Like us. And give us a review.
Yep. And you can actually contact me on Instagram. I don't like interacting with people that are not my family and friends, my personal friends on Facebook. So Instagram and Twitter are my thing, and you can hit me up at JM Metal Geek.
That's right, man. So thanks for ranting out with us on this geeky episode of Metal Geeks Podcast.
Yeah, nothing like a bunch of angry geeks.
That's right. That just shows that we're passionate about what we love, man.
Yeah, man. Fuck Batman versus Superman.
That's right. I can't say anything better than that.
Yeah, yeah.
So thanks for tuning in, everybody, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
And we're sorry, but who couldn't make it this week? We had a thing last time, we were saying.
Oh, yeah. I think it might be just Matt Damon. We'll just go with Matt Damon.
Oh, Matt Harvey. That's what it was.
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry about Matt Harvey.
Matt Harvey is going to be our Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Until he comes back on the show, then he'll actually be here.
Sorry, everybody, but Matt Harvey could not make the show, and we'll see you next time.
Keep it geeky.
Hey, Geekazoids! Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit MSRcast.com. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.